Okay, it's 15 minutes after 9. You've got it on KHUM. And joining me on the telephone, we've got Carolyn Hino-Barasa. Hello, how you doing?
Good job. Very good. Good morning, Cliff.
Good
Thanks
morning.
For having me on the show.
Oh, absolutely. So I just found out about this yesterday, and I figured if I just found out about it, a lot of people don't know about it either. There is a big rally that is going to be coming up tomorrow in support of Planned Parenthood. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
That's right. Yes. Well, just about 5 days ago, I was talking to another devoted donor, Carol Scher, and she said, we need to do something. We got wind that there's going to be a little rally outside of our clinic mm-hmm. as part of a national movement to defund Planned Parenthood. And we know that 62% of voters actually support Planned Parenthood, don't want us to go away. And we need to just channel that energy positively and let everyone else know, you know, we're in a crisis right now. We have an administration that wants to get rid of us. They don't care about women. 90% of our patients live at or below the federal poverty level, and we really need our organization to be around. We celebrated our 100th year anniversary in 2016.
Wow, that is something else. So basically, this is sort of a counter protest, if you will, to the national protest against Planned Parenthood. So I think most of us know what Planned Parenthood does. Obviously, the anti-Planned Parenthood folks who are trying to get it defunded are doing so because Planned Parenthood, amongst many other things, does provide abortion services. But that is a very small percentage of what Planned Parenthood does. Why don't you explain what Planned Parenthood does for the majority of women in this country?
Yes, for the majority of women, birth control services, STD, sexually transmitted disease testing and treatment. We do cancer screenings as well. And as I said, we service those that don't have other insurance available or very minimal coverage. And so we save lives every day. A lot of the antis, I really don't think they have bothered to take the time to really understand what we do. And since Planned Parenthood has been providing all these services and Roe v. Wade being passed, abortion needs have gone down consistently, and we want it to stay that way.
Right. That, of course, is a last resort there.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, Planned Parenthood, of course, we've got our clinic here in Eureka, but it is all over the nation, every state. Is every state
every
in the
state,
union?
We're in 50 states. Not mm-hmm. every state is able to provide the full scope of services, but we are in every state. And in California, we actually have 115 healthcare centers.
Wow.
And we service 900,000 patients, which means like 1.5 million appointments, something like that was the last figure that I read.
Now, the thing is that one thing that a lot of critics of Planned Parenthood don't seem to understand is that there are no federal funds that go to providing abortion services.
That's correct, yes. Title X was put together under Nixon's administration, and the Republicans at that time, the conservatives, they understood the value of providing birth control to women, of letting women decide when they were financially and emotionally ready to start a family.
Right. It seems kind of ironic that they would be against birth control and against abortion. So it's like, I mean, it seems, you know, if you're not going to have birth control, you're going to have overpopulation. You're going to get people pregnant, and then they are going to be seeking out abortions. And I'm old enough to remember, you know, before Roe v. Wade was passed, there were a lot of you know, back alley abortions. A lot of young women died in those days.
A lot of women went to Mexico and never came back.
Mm-hmm.
I think now, today, the difference is we have engaged finally the younger women, because they were brought up in a time where they didn't have to worry about those things, where abortion was taken for granted. And now I think more and more of the younger women, and men too, because this affects both
Absolutely.
Sexes. I mean, I want to see as many men out there tomorrow as there are women of all ages. And we really have to make people understand this is not just a woman or a young woman's battle. It's all of us.
Well, there is
health and welfare.
There appears to be a groundswell in this country of people getting more active with things that they care about in a climate where things, a lot of things that a lot of us have taken for granted for many, many years now seem threatened. There have been many different rallies that have been huge. The Martin Luther King rally had double the population at it that there normally is. The women's rally nationwide was huge. It was huge here in Humboldt County. So I would I would hope that a lot of people would show up tomorrow. So explain what is going to be going on tomorrow.
So tomorrow it's just a short peaceful rally from 1 to 3 p.m. We've invited the media to come. We'll have our signs. And those who aren't able to stand on hard concrete for 2 hours, we hope they'll drive by and honk and show their support for us. And this is one of many. We're pacing ourselves. This is just the beginning. It's a grassroots movement, and we need to get the word out. And we're going to be enlisting volunteers, getting contacts, names, email addresses, phone numbers, so that when we do other events, because we keep getting hit, you know, by surprise, and we need to be able to mobilize people and get people involved quickly.
Okay. And and so at this rally, basically, you'll just be standing there at the courthouse holding signs and just basically showing in numbers the amount of support.
Yes, that we are here. We support Planned Parenthood. We have had other rallies in the past, and normally the other side do show up, but they're usually very small in numbers, and we want to let them know that, yes, we have the voice of the majority.
So if you care about this, if you would like to come out and show your support, this is going to be happening tomorrow. That is tomorrow, Saturday, from 1 until 3, right outside of the Eureka Courthouse. The good news is the weather should be quite good tomorrow. It should be a sunny day, so it'll be a good day for that. And if you would like to show your support for Planned Parenthood, you may show up. And I noticed that on the flyer, it says hashtag Stand With PP. Is that for Twitter or what is that for?
You know, that's just a sign that we've been a symbol that have just has resonated throughout. And to be honest, since my generation wasn't as active in social media, Facebook was a big step for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
I apologize. I should know, but I would imagine it started with Twitter.
Probably. All righty. So again, this is happening.
I'm showing my age now.
There you go. Well, I mean, I don't have a Twitter account either, so it's kind of like. Again, it is this rally is at the Eureka Courthouse. It's tomorrow from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. So a 2-hour rally, a very peaceful rally.
Yes.
You can just come out and show your support. Now, it should be known that this is a grassroots rally. This is actually not being organized by Planned Parenthood, right?
Right. It's a couple of donors. We had an email kind of meeting, and this is what we came up with. And it's just every day more and more people are showing support, saying they're going to be there. They're so grateful we're doing something. And so this will probably be the first of many to come.
All righty. I would not be surprised, because most of these rallies, people are looking for something to do. People are looking for some way of doing something. And this is a way of doing something. You can show up at the courthouse 1 to 3 tomorrow.
And like I said, we'll be taking contact information.
Fantastic. All right, Carolyn, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. Best of luck tomorrow. And my wife and I will see you out there.
All right. Thanks, Cliff. I look forward to meeting you in person.